Welcome to the Whispers of Winter, a Game of Thrones podcast, in which we talk about the significant or big events that happened in this week's episode of Game of Thrones. So this is Season 7, Episode 2, Stormblood. I'm Russell, and I'm your host, and joining me is Mitchell.
Fire and Blood. Hello.
Hear me roar.
We've made our little mottos. We can now continue the podcast.
And winter is coming, just to keep the trifecta in there. So, this episode, it was. I think it was slow in general, like the whole way through.
Yeah, until overall, the end. Yeah, I would agree. Until.
until the very end, where essentially Yara, Theon, and Ilaria. Oh, and also the Sand Snakes on top of that.
Yeah,
chilling Game of Thrones style.
Chilling, yeah, yes, they do.
And out of nowhere, Euron, with his armada of ships, crashes.
Uncanny ability to find people.
Uncanny ability to find. And not only did he find them, he landed on their boat specifically.
It's like, that'll be their ship.
That worked out. Well, I mean, his ship's like more obvious because it's like got the massive sails.
It's got the big thing. But yeah, they come out of the mist.
The mist. Smack bang onto the boat. And then he's got like a... I don't think the drawbridge was modeled off anything. It just looked...
No, it looked... Was that the end of the ship? I couldn't tell.
It was hard to tell because it was so dark. I'm like, is that a dragon, like... bridge or something, but anyway, he literally lands on top of a guy with it.
Hi.
While he's somehow like riding it, like I don't know how that worked because
he's up,
and the next thing he's on top. Anyway, it was a cool shot, but it seemed semi ridiculous. But
it
anyway.
Was so cool, but ridiculous.
So Euron, so much. This is Euron. This is what Euron is in the books, and this is what he was last season. But in the last episode, he was like more like a. I can't. It was a very suave, like, character and, like, playing to, like, Cersei's good side. This one's like, this is crazy, Euron. This is what he's
just
like.
Crazy. Literally, just when he's out at sea.
Wielding a battle axe and he's coming in just killing everyone.
Yeah, that's just sea. That's sea, Euron. That land Euron is a different guy.
Yeah. He's got two personalities, land Euron and sea Euron, yeah. So, ultimately, Euron... The Sand Snakes been built up to be all this powerful and Euron just goes and kills two of them.
Kills two of them easily.
Yeah, one of them, he does it so, like, it's like comic booky, like, over-the-top Mortal Kombat. So he's, like, he's like picking her up with, like, the two, stick? I don't know what that was from, actually.
Fatality.
It might have been from, oh, no, spear. I think it was a spear. He broke his spear.
It definitely was a spear, yeah.
Yeah. picked her up with it. And then the whip one tries to stop, like, kill him, and he just chokes her with it.
He just strangles her with it, and then at the end, she's just hanging there by it.
Yeah, so he hangs her off the end of the boat, I guess sending a message kind of thing.
But no one's out there. I mean, Theon might have saw it, but...
I guess that was the point. It's like, Theon sees it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, but Euron comes in and just wrecks everything. All the ships are burning. He's just, like, ambushed them perfectly.
Perfectly, like... Seemingly annihilates them. Like, it's not probably clear until the later episodes if how many boats actually survive, if any.
I thought it was like an emissary. I don't think it was a full fleet.
Yeah, I assume so too. But regardless, yeah, Euron... I don't think in Game of Thrones, if they don't show them getting killed, they're not dead. So Yara's probably alive still.
Yeah, probably the gift. Well, one of the gifts.
Yeah, so Ilaria will definitely be the gift and her daughter. So... I think it's more of a mountains play toy, just like the shame girl was from last season.
No, the bonus gift.
And maybe she's going to do something with the daughter, similar to what she did with her daughter kind of thing.
Yeah, obviously battle with Euron, and Euron, the crazy battle axe wielding guy, is one.
But yeah, exactly. But with this season being so much shorter now, it's like, this would not have happened this quick, and now it's just streamlining it in.
It's happened, yeah, pretty much Theon just bailed.
Yeah, Theon, it's interesting to see eventually in the later episodes what this means, because it's kind of revealing his reek qualities again.
Yeah, it is. That was pretty much the whole point of that. It's like, he's not himself in it yet.
Yeah, or so I wonder if it's like, he's going to have his big moment later where he probably saves Yara, I'm guessing.
Possibly. I thought he'd do something this episode, but... I was wrong.
Yeah, this episode looks like Theon's still broken, and he's going to need to reclaim his, I guess, his confidence, I guess.
Don't really have that much time to do so. It's going to probably be a quick little montage with him just training, getting better.
I think the next time you see him, he'll be his heroic form, or... not. I mean, Game of Thrones is not often heroic, but at least doing something that's courageous, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose we'll find out.
Yeah. So, switching back from the awesome ending to the episode, there were a lot of slower bits. So, Daenerys, she had a discussion with Varys that ultimately along the lines of, you basically betrayed every king you've worked for.
Why should I trust you?
Yeah, which is, it's kind of, it's a conversation that makes sense, but it's kind of weird that it's happened, like, now.
It's like, well, maybe they didn't have a good time to talk about it. Yeah. I mean, Varys has clearly been thinking of, what am I going to say to her when she asks?
Oh, yeah, she's like, there's no question this has been building up to this point. But it's just, why ask now when he's, like, gotten to the point? I guess she needed him to get there. So, use him and then question him.
It wasn't the first time they met face-to-face, but I guess she wanted to do it while she has, like, a base of strength.
Yeah, because ultimately she doesn't really need him anymore. She's gotten she's used his influence to grab the Dornish and the...
And the Tyrells.
Tyrells, exactly.
Yeah.
Why does she need him now? And that's ultimately what it was. Varys ultimately proved, I was basically a slum in the slums most of my life, and I'm a person for the people.
And he's pretty good at what he does.
Yeah, and I mean, it's always good to have, like, a spy-ish person on your team.
Yeah, a devious person. I mean, yeah.
Cersei's kind of...
Littlefinger's a bit busy.
Yeah, Littlefinger's busy, and Cersei's kind of already got it in her persona anyway.
Yep. And then a new kind of place to go.
Yeah. So, pretty much the outcome of that was, yep, we're cool. Varys is cool with us. But I'll burn you to a crisp if you betray me.
Oh, yeah, I expect nothing less.
Exactly.
It's pretty much how that went.
Yep. Now, the interesting is Miss Melisandre also showed up.
Yep. Hi.
Now, the interesting thing with her is that she was bringing the prophecy, I guess, ideas into the episode where it's always been the prince that was promised. And she basically implied, oh, well, it could be a princess too.
You know, it could be you. Huh?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Effectively.
Yeah, pretty much. And I guess it's just, you know, making it clear how, oh yeah, Jon and Daenerys are linked in this Lord of Light.
Yeah, apart from being related. But yes.
Well they are, yeah, literally related. Literally. But in this Lord of Light concept, it's like they're both significantly important for this battle.
Oh yeah, they are. And yeah, and that's why she kept bringing up Jon Snow, Jon Snow. I mean, we always thought they'd ally, so it doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, at least the priestess is there now, so
she's got a new job.
Yep, new position. And also Daenerys was so trusting of her because the Red Priestess in Essos, you know, helped the Moiraine get basically the public opinion back.
Yeah, true. I mean, she did bring up Stannis the Manor.
The old Stannis. Well, there's a lot of people who've been switching sides constantly, isn't there?
It's, you know, you switch when there's a job opening and when there's a job not open because Stannis is dead. Spoilers.
Idiot.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead. So they also had their big battle plan discussion.
Scheme.
Their scheme. So Alanna, Illyria, Yara. Was he on there? I think he was. He was just in the background.
Theon was there. He's just chilling. He doesn't have much to say.
Varys, Theon, Grey Worm. So basically all of Daenerys' crew were there.
The whole gang.
And they were pretty much outlining what their battle plans are. So, one of them ended up being a huge failure, and that was essentially sending the Dornish, ultimately the Greyjoy fleet, or at least a convoy to go to Dorne, assemble the Dornish army, to attack King's Landing with the Tyrells, as Daenerys basically makes it clear that we don't want the people uprising against us because we're using the Dothraki and the Unsullied, a foreign nation, to... you know, steal their city.
Yeah, claim the kingdom, yeah.
Yeah, so they want to use Westerosi.
Nor does she want to use dragons on population.
Yeah, that's true as well.
It's not a good combination. Dragons kind of burn everything.
Yeah, she doesn't want to destroy the kingdom that she hosts to be sitting on.
Killed everyone.
And burnt the kingdom down. Whoops, now we're the sit now.
Oops, I'll just build some out of these rusty old swords.
So one of those plans has already failed.
So
the Dornish army still exists, so I don't know.
Need a leader.
The problem is there's no character unless Theon like swims across to Dorne.
Hey Dornish guys, I'll lead you. Let's go.
Yeah, honestly, I'm now thinking that might actually be possible. That might be what happens.
How they end up in Dorn. This is convenient.
Well, they were heading there, so I guess...
Point, you could be close, but the main battle plan is the King's Landing Siege, which would be Westeros forces, and then the Castle Rock.
Yeah, so Tyrion finally gets what he wants, he's always wanted, and they're going to claim Castle Rock.
Good.
Yeah, the pinnacle of the Lannisters' wealth and power is the Castle Rock location. So essentially, they are like, well, that's where we're sending the Unsullied and the Dothraki, because that's just a flat-out conquering area.
that's an easy target. Because, who is in King's Land? I mean, not King's Landing, Castle Rock.
I mean, obviously there's Lannister forces, but no named characters are over there.
None that we could name, yeah. It's just like, I'm someone Lannister, you know, cousin of Cersei.
Well, admittedly, she already killed her uncle, so...
True point.
I don't know who honestly is over there.
Is this the ghost town that is the climate?
Yeah, my gut feeling is, yeah, it's just going to be when Daenerys shows up, it'll just be a whole stack of just Lannister people.
There'll be a garrison there.
Exactly, a garrison, but no, you know, Jaime or, you know, no significant Lannister character there.
Nope.
Which makes it easy to dragons to annihilate everyone there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a good castle, though. I want to burn it all down.
Yeah, but it's more about, like, stopping her reinforcements
as well. Yeah, as well as a symbol.
Exactly, yeah, taking their wealth of power. So, meanwhile, in King's Landing, with Cersei, King's Landing. the Tullys show up. No, it's not the Tullys, the Tarleys. So
Tullys
Sam
are pretty dead.
Yeah, they're dead. Yep, they're all dead. I don't think any of them are alive. Oh, no, Edmund Tully, still alive.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's happened to him. He might still be in the dungeon.
I'm pretty sure you forgot to go grab him.
I think so too. So I don't know what's happened to him, but...
Hello? Is someone coming?
I don't think the show needs him. I think it's like, he can just disappear.
He can stay there. Whatever.
So yeah, in King's Landing, the Tully, Lord Tully, so Samuel Tully's father shows up, essentially showing his allegiance to Cersei. Or rather, Cersei summoned him and he's like, well, I'm not going to piss her off.
Yeah, I'm going to come.
Yeah. And then Jaime essentially says, look, we need you to take on Highgarden and basically defeat it.
Oh, that sounds a bit tricky.
Yeah. Oh, it's
he doesn't say yes.
Yeah, he doesn't say yes or no. And it also doesn't imply that he can't do it in the sense of he probably has a force big enough to do it. But it's more his allegiance to the Highgarden as the...
it's a house of theirs.
Yeah, exactly. A house of theirs. It's... He doesn't want to break his oath to them. So there's these torn aspects. So we'll see, I guess, if he does side with the Lannisters.
Yeah, loyal to the crown or loyal to your house.
Yeah.
That's what they're kind of putting him in.
And admittedly, especially up north, there are a lot of houses that are betraying people, did betray people. Mm. So we'll see. My gut feeling is he probably will side with the Lannisters, but maybe do some kind of backstab betrayal of the Lannisters, like in the fight or something.
Yeah, possibly, because like we're pretty sure the Tullys fought for Targaryens last time. Stayed loyal, I thought.
Yeah, I believe they might have, yeah. Not sure. But also, Qyburn basically says, look, we're going to work out a way to deal with the dragons. And that way is using essentially...
Engineering.
With these like big siege weapons that are powerful enough to split dragon skull. Dragon bone.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and they tested on Balerion skull in the old Under the Keep.
And it worked.
Yeah, it did
work. Amazing.
So, ultimately, if Daenerys does send dragon forces to King's Landing, there's a strong chance that one of them may die.
Yeah, is this the problem with that? They're mounted. They can't move. They just invented it. They can't build that many. It sounds like you'd have to go, if you miss, we die.
I think he implied that, I can't remember the exact line, but it was basically like, we've had, you know, blacksmiths or engineers working on this like back to back now to make these.
True, but so they have more than one prototype.
Yeah, I think that one's just the one to show Cersei, yes, this is going to work. Similar to the
working one.
Yeah, all the rest are busted.
Shit.
But I think that's to show that Daenerys... I think ultimately Daenerys probably won't attack King's Landing in this season.
I'm pretty sure something has to go down there, but I don't know.
I feel like it won't be the dragons. It'll be something else. But this is just to show if she did attack for some reason, there is a weapon to deal with it.
We're planning for dragons.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the planning stage. This episode was very much about defining the plans, and the next episode will be probably start executing on some of those plans.
Yeah, the war begins.
Yeah, Castle Rock is similarly that next one. So another Tali in the Old Town. Once again doing plot related stuff, solving problems.
Sammy does.
Sam is very good at solving problems. I gotta say that.
Oh, he is. He's just the best. I mean, there's no one better at it.
He's also very good at adapting skills he's never learnt or knows anything about and just applying it.
Yeah, my theory is he's the one character that realizes Game of Thrones is a television show, and he's just capable to work around it.
Yeah, he's just constantly having like level up montages in the background. Leveled up, knowledge plus one.
He put all his points in intelligence.
Exactly, all in intelligence. And with that intelligence, lo and behold, Joris basically cursed to die. He's screwed. The Archmaester from last week is like, you're dead. you're ever going to go mad? Or just go kill yourself now because there's no real point.
It's all right there. Consider it.
Yeah. Sam's like, no, I think I read some stuff where in a convenient book that may have a solution for this.
Lucky me. This library is full of books, but I constantly find the right ones.
Constantly find the right one. So ultimately, it's basically a surgical procedure.
Of removing scales.
Essentially, cutting out the grayscale from the Joris' body.
Yeah, of his skin. Ugh.
Which, they didn't show like the aftermath of that, so I wonder if there's something more, but if that's all it was, then why has no one else done that?
It also ended on an interesting transition that they like using for Sam, where it looked like it was something disgusting, but it was a soup.
Yeah, and that's interesting that I wonder if every episode we're going to get a disgusting thing Sam does.
It seems like the thing is like, and then we cross the Arya story.
Yeah, so the segue between the pus out of Jura into the pie of some kind. I'm not sure what it was,
yeah,
actually.
Whatever it was, yeah.
And Arya encounters an old friend in Hot Pie.
Yeah, the fat kid from season 3.
The baker.
And 2.
So he's just still chilling, making his pies.
Still making his pies, getting good at it. Arya's even tried to make a few pies too.
Yeah, she has made a couple of pies recently. Apparently not as tasty as this one, but
no,
she's making
fray.
Bit too frayed, yeah.
Yeah.
So ultimately, Hot Pie was just kind of saying, in general, oh yeah, this is the plot stuff I told Brienne about a couple seasons ago, like 2 or 3. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, were you going back to Winterfell?
What? Yeah, it's like, why would I go back to Winterfell? Because Jon's king of the North now? Okay.
Is he?
Which,
that's convenient.
Yeah, which was ultimately the plot point to tell Jon, not Jon, sorry, Arya to go to the North.
Go North. I've kind of assumed she would have known, and that's why she's just heading south anyway. But
I guess it kind of makes sense that she doesn't know for a change.
It's a silly assumption.
Yeah, in a show, it'd be like, oh yeah, she just assumed she knows. Like, well, actually, I don't know when she would have found out, because she essentially went to the Freys, killed them, and she's only
didn't ask any questions.
Yeah. She did talk to those Lannister guys, though. Which, I guess they didn't. Why would they
bring
up
the North?
They only
mentioned the fact the Freys were in trouble.
Yeah.
Dead.
Dead. So
goes north.
Yep, goes north and meets another old friend in Nymeria.
Her direwolf.
Which honestly they probably won't show it again because that probably blew a lot of budget on that wolf.
God damn it, we can't just create these genetically modified wolves.
It was cool though seeing the huge wolf. And ultimately it was about her like realization that the wolf has gone wild and she's kind of going wild as well. Like, they have different paths now.
Yeah, they took very different paths.
Yeah.
It was a very good thing. Like, they went back to the direwolves because most of them are dead now. There's only two that are now alive.
Yeah, literally Nymeria and Ghost.
And Ghost.
Ghost. We haven't seen it yet. And I don't know if we will.
budget.
Yeah, I think they'll probably show it. I'm thinking next episode when John goes off, he'll probably say, "Oh, you know, protect my sister" or something like that. So from that, John basically, from the letters that Sam sent him saying Dragonglass is under Dragonstone, Tyrion, yeah, sending him a letter saying, meet with our queen.
Come on, buddy. He sends him a little message from like season one.
Yeah, what old dwarfs are bastards in their father's eyes.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah. So between the two, John is basically convinced that, you know, I kind of have to go. There's too much significant things over there to not go.
And the North did not seem to understand that.
Yeah. But at the same time, in his stead, he's assigned Sansa as Queen of the North, I guess.
Queen of the North.
Or Regent King of the North or whatever. To fill in his stead, which as soon as that he said that, Sansa's like, oh, in that case, go, John. Go away right now.
Go, I'm happy.
this is what I wanted.
Little glance, a little finger going,
yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Go on, rule.
But
yeah, they did bring up Daenerys' father a few times in this episode, and a lot of times there's like, well, last time you went to see a Targaryen, you're,
They didn't end too well for your father or your, I guess your father, your grandfather and your father's brother.
Yeah, your uncle and that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they kind of got a little bit crispy.
Yeah. It makes me think, because I keep bringing it up, that Cersei's going to burn someone.
Because it's got wildfire.
I assume, I'd be very surprised if Daenerys does. I mean, it's not going to be Jon, but I'd be surprised if she should burn someone, but shows don't normally waste time with constantly reinstating something if it's not going to be relevant.
Yeah, true. And it's like, no one got burnt. Yeah, or like Jon burned himself eating some food. At Dragonstone.
At Dragonstone, yeah. And additionally, Littlefinger seems to be pushing his luck, or rather, Littlefinger's smart, and he basically goes to Jon and says, look, I loved your mother.
Like his sister too.
And I love your sister as well. It's like, how creepy could you get? There's no question that he knew John was going to hit him there.
He expected that.
So I wonder what his point was there, because I can't see any way that's going to like pull a rift between Sansa and his John. Like, it doesn't make sense. So the only thing I can think is that he thinks John's not coming back. And he's just like, you know, I'm going to basically marry your sister and this take over this
down.
And take over the North. Because you're not going to come back.
Nope. You're going to get burned alive. Hopefully.
But
in his eyes.
Things are working out for Littlefinger, because now he's got his power move he can make with Sansa. But
things going in his favor, yeah.
Yeah, my gut feeling is it's not going to work out well for him, or he's going to push his luck, I think.
Again, I mean, he tried with Jon. Jon threatened to kill him.
We'll see if she continues on her path and ends up in Winterfell. That could also be a bad sign for Littlefinger.
I don't know. Like, are you going to Winterfell? Does change a few things, like, because we all assume she's gone south, but now that she's gone back north, what does that even mean?
It could just be Littlefinger stuff, does she become like another soldier in Jon's army?
She'd be a pretty good assassin.
Or was the note with Nymeria kind of like, she wanted Nymeria back, but then maybe that was a message to her saying, maybe I shouldn't go back to my family. Like, maybe I've got a different purpose, and maybe she's going to go back to King's Landing now.
Maybe. Well, I guess we'll find out in the next episode.
Well, the other thing I was thinking is, with Hot Pie and Nymeria showing up, then Gendry probably showing up pretty soon.
Oh yeah, bringing out some old characters back, or Hot Pie gets killed by Nymeria, which would also be funny. This goes for a stroll.
Don't die, and then next episode Nymeria's killed him.
That'd be hilarious.
I'd say just they're showing these old characters. Gendry's pretty much guaranteed now. I think she might even run to him next episode.
Yeah, because they're kind of trying to hint that who these guys are friends with some other guy. What happened to him?
Yeah, he didn't bring it up. Like, because I didn't want to hint that Gendry's coming back. But
where's Gendry?
I'd be very surprised.
I don't know, but they saw him being abducted. But that's about it. Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I'd say it's a pretty standard episode, except for the end bit, which yeah,
the end
pretty
bit was
cool.
Like my thoughts were, we're not going to see a battle this season. We saw a battle.
Wait, you didn't think you were going to see one at all this season?
No, I didn't think we'd see any battle at all. Not this episode.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Yeah.
Yeah. I expect this season to be filled with war, but I thought this was another setting up one, but prove me wrong.
Yeah. It still kind of was mostly a setup, but...
True, but I didn't expect that.
And even the Euron battle was like... It was like, oh, here's how you expect things to go, and then Euron shows up and just completely destroys that plot side.
Pretty much. Euron's back, baby.
I'm back. I am the Storm Brother. Actually, when I think about it, that might be a comment on the Stormborn as well.
He is Stormborn.
Yeah, and it was a fight. And also it was like raining. Yeah, there was a couple of notes.
It came out of the storm. And there was a big storm at the start. And they spoke about Daenerys as like when she was born.
Yeah, so storm. As expected. So next week's episode, the Queen's Justice.
But which queen?
Exactly. It has the same connotations, and that is it could be either Daenerys or Cersei or even Sansa maybe now.
True. Oh, yeah, there's three. Three queens.
The Queen's Justice for Cersei is not obvious necessarily, but it's clearly going to be something with Ilaria and Yara. I think Yara has no connection to Cersei, so it doesn't make sense. I think Yara is for Euron.
I think Euron will point out, that's who she is.
Yeah.
But yeah, she wouldn't give a shit.
Daenerys, I can't see her necessarily doing anything.
I mean, Justice could be revenge against the Lannisters, hence attacking Lannister. Lannisport and Castle Rock.
Well, it is interesting that Jon Snow and Davos is going to Dragonstone because he said the next time he sees Melisandre, he's going to kill her.
Let's see if he holds a through to that.
Yeah, so I wonder if that's where the King's Justice comment is going to come in, that maybe he'll Daenerys will actually kill Melisandre as a justice.
Because she liked to burn people too.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe even the comment we talked about with the Mad King, maybe it's going to spit roast Melisandre next episode.
I mean, that's a good offering to the Lord of Light. Someone, yeah, who follows you?
She's like, it's worth it. Instilling more power into the Lord of Light.
Sure, why not?
Sansa, I don't know. I can't think of anything she would do, because I can't imagine Littlefinger would meet his end next episode.
No, because, I mean, he did technically help them. I mean, he's done a lot wrong, but he did help them beat.
I think he will be dead this season, but I reckon it'll be episode 5, 6 type, like near the end of the season.
Yeah, I think him and Sam are probably going to die, mainly because they don't help the final battle.
I feel like Sam probably won't die because he's the one who's going to know everything.
Yeah, but that's why I think he will die, because it's like too easy for him to know everything. So killing him off would probably change things.
Maybe. I honestly feel like the next episode, he'll probably find out who John's parents are, like from a book he read somewhere.
Oh, yeah, where's Bran? I guess...
Oh, yeah, no Bran this episode.
Is near the wall.
Yeah, last time we saw him, he goes to the wall, which in turn could imply that he's broken the seal on the wall, and now the Night's King can get through. But nothing significant. In fact, next episode we might see Sansa, Arya, and Bran all in Winterfell.
The whole family's back. I mean, that'd be good.
And of course, of course, Jon Snow will leave just before the others show up.
Oh, where's Jon? Oh, gone south.
He's gone. But yeah, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, no. What I reckon, Bran will come in and say, "Where's Jon? I still need to tell him."
Good point, because he does know. I actually think that will happen. Jon will leave and Bran will show up just after Jon's gone. But I guess we'll have to find out next week. So we have been Optional Extra, and you can find us at optional-extra.com, as well as Facebook, YouTube.
All the places.
iTunes, yep. We do general podcasts on different kind of nerdy stuff and games and pop culture. Thanks for listening, and remember, the night is dark and full of terrors.